Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary, and this is Owen Tracy recording at 2:42, and that's Pacific Summer Time. And this has, it's a bank holiday in the UK, so the UK market is shut, but this is a sufficiently active market that I thought I had better be present today, and thankfully it was a reasonably quiet day. Well, what we had is that China was off its low, but not by a great deal, and held on to last Friday's gain, but certainly didn't improve upon it. India was weaker, and you had Rajan, the central banker, speaking at Jackson Hole over the weekend. And, you know, their economic prognosis isn't the most bullish in the whole world, but yet India benefits enormously from the low price of oil, but of course oil prices are bouncing, and that really is the main news story in here today. Oil prices were stronger again today. That's improving upon the upside weekly Q reversal that we saw last week. When you look at just what is most overextended, then you would have to conclude that the sectors that are most overextended are the mining sector and the energy sector. Well, I posted the chart of the S&P 500 energy sector in here today. That's the one that has got just about everything in it. And, you know, it's bouncing from an oversold condition. But it's bouncing from an oversold condition within the context of what is really quite a consistent downtrend. So there is, I think, ample opportunity here for a rally back up towards the mean. And this has been characterized right now by short covering. But the question will then be, once this short covering has run its course, what happens then? And, you know, within the context of what is a consistent downtrend, then it's the progression of higher reaction lows one would be looking for. It is the region of the 200-day moving average and sustaining a move above it. So there's a trading opportunity in the short term, and then there'll be a medium-term question as to how well the lows will hold on the next significant pullback. And you can really ask exactly the same question of a number of stock markets. When you see that you have these type 2 massive reactions against the prevailing trend, well, then your people tend to ask the big question is, what's really happened? What's really changed? And if you look at the absolute fundamentals, well, then people will say, well, you know, this has been a pullback significant enough to improve fundamentals, and PE ratios will have contracted. So they would conclude that it is, you know, a very attractive buying opportunity, but they don't tend to think about what it's done to sentiment, what it's done to the risk measures that big passive funds use. And that really is a very relevant consideration, because the other important point in here today is that the VIX was stronger today and is holding what are rather elevated levels, particularly relative to what was an incredibly inert environment for nearly 3 years. So the VIX holding above 20 suggests that automatic trading systems must reduce the size of their positions. They can't be so aggressively long when volatility is at 20 rather than when volatility was closer to 10. That's really important. Then, when you go ahead and look at exactly where we are, then we have a deep short-term oversold condition, and that's currently being unwound. But then the question will be, if you were buying today, where would an appropriate stop be? And that would have to be at the low, and that's sufficiently far enough away to be unattractive to the majority of traders. And then you would ask, where's the first area of potential resistance? And it's the lower side of the overhead trading ranges, and that's not particularly far away. Therefore, you know, trading in some of these indices is not looking especially favorable at the current levels. And then the big question is, will these indices encounter resistance at the region of the 200-day moving average? And will they then go back and test their lows? Considering the damage that's been done to sentiment, then you would have to question the view that we're going to just rally straight back and up through the highs. And that is looking really quite unlikely in this environment. The much more likely prospect is that we range for some period of time, and the benign case would be that markets hold their lows from last week, and a less benign outcome would be that we range lower. that would certainly contribute to a view that we were into a medium-term corrective phase, that it would consolidate, you know, what has been just an incredibly impressive breakout from a very long-term range on some of these major indices. And when you think that something has been ranging for 13 years and breaks out and rallies for 2 years, well, you know, it's not beyond the bounds of possibility that a consolidation of that gain could be potentially lengthy. And to think that it would all blow over in the course of just a week is, I think, unrealistic. Well, against this environment, bond prices are reasonably steady, but there's certainly nothing bullish about them. And when you go and you look at some of the yields, well, then the US is currently around 2.2%, and that's continuing. The yield is continuing to rally from the region of the 200-day moving average. So, this isn't the kind of environment where the market is willing to bet that interest rates are going to be lower indefinitely. That if you actually listen to what a number of these Fed governors have been saying over the weekend and last week, it's that the Fed is getting ready to raise interest rates. And that is not nearly, then when people start to say, when is that going to happen and how is it going to happen? That's not important. The Fed is going to raise interest rates. And it would require some, real economic deterioration in the USA, not anywhere else, in the USA, to question that. Well, then the question is, how big can positions be? If you're a highly leveraged trader and you've grown used to having high margin, not least because your margin trading has been incredibly inexpensive because of low interest rates, and hedging has been incredibly inexpensive because of low interest rates, that's going to create a dislocation. It's going to create some kind of adjustment period for some of these highly leveraged funds. So to anticipate then that markets are going to rally persistently in the direct aftermath of an interest rate hike, I think is asking perhaps a little bit too much. And that would contribute to an overall ranging environment, which I think is probably the most likely scenario. So I think with that, I'll leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.